Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we've got lots of stuff to talk about in the world of combat sports. Of course, Popkins, Bernard Popkins, what is he, 50 years old? He was a winner last week. I couldn't believe he beat Bevette Shumanoff in the manner in which he did. I mean, he beat him like a girl. It was like a one-sided beatdown. I couldn't believe it. He knocked him down late in the fight. This is a guy that's almost 20 years younger than him. What's going on in the world of boxing when a man 49, almost 50 years old, can prevail and win world-class fights? Now, everybody said that, you know, he was picking hand-picked opponents here and there, and he probably was, but this guy was, you know, undefeated. He had won a title in like his seventh or eighth fight. He had a good stellar amateur background. I mean, I thought Shumanoff was going to be like the real deal, but he turned out to be like a pretender. He just stood there and posed. He didn't try to impose his will against Bernard Hopkins. Listen, if you're going to fight a guy that's 49, or you're going to fight a guy that's even technically superior to you, maybe he's got more talent than you, maybe he's faster than you, you've got to find ways to shut him down. And the ways of shutting these guys down is making contact, whether you hit them in the arms, the legs, the hips, this and that. You've got to throw them off a little bit. But, you know, Bernard Hopkins is not to be thrown off. Shumanoff could not get off much last week, and Bernard ended up winning a 12-round decision going away, and I have to give Bernard Hopkins props. I didn't think I would, but I got to give old Pops props because he did real well at the age of 49 going on 50. Now, we've got lots of stuff to talk about today in the world of boxing. We've got Vladimir Klitschko defending the World Heavyweight Championship. We've got Keith Thurman. I'm calling him the Viagra of boxing. He's on Showtime Championship Boxing Night against Joel Diaz. We've got lots of fights in the world of the UFC, Glover Teixeira challenging John Jones for the World Light Heavyweight Championship. So we've got a full plate today. If you'd like to join us, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard, and to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Of course, they are in Novato, California tonight. Pedro will not be able to make that because I'm headed for the Oregon border tonight to pick somebody up and bring them back. That's right. Not transporting illegal aliens, transporting ill relatives. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're going to get into a big UFC segment at about 35 minutes past the hour. We've got the UFC on Fox last week. We've got big changes as far as the light heavyweight division is concerned. If John Jones can prevail tonight, of course, against Glover Teixeira, he takes on Cain Velasquez, he hopes, in 2015 for the World Heavyweight Championship. He might be biting off way too much there. But straight up, let's talk boxing. Last Saturday night, Bernard Hopkins did it again and again and again and again. And although the fight didn't stink as bad as a lot of Hopkins fights do, this fight was palatable. It wasn't the greatest fight in the world, but then again, his opponent didn't bring much to the dance. I mean, if you're going to fight a 49-year-old man, you've got to look at the men that have beaten him in the past, much like Jermaine Taylor, the 2000 Olympic bronze medalist, two-time middleweight champion, I believe, out of Little Rock, Arkansas. I mean, he upset Hopkins by throwing punches in bunches. If you overwhelm the old man at 49, you can get over on him. If you don't overwhelm him, and you underwhelm him, he's going to overwhelm you. That's just the way he does things. He's got a style, a unique to his own. He can hug, he can crawl, he can club. He does all kinds of off-the-wall things, but they're successful. As a man continues to prevail at the age of 49, I said almost 50. I think he's the IBF now and the light heavyweight title holder as far as light heavy, as far as 175-pound division is concerned. Think about that. Who the hell would ever think of a guy 49 years old holding two belts? Whether they be alphabet belts or not, they're still belts. This is a little ridiculous, I think. But I got to give him some props because he did look good. He did knock Shumanoff down late in the fight. I thought Shumanoff was a rookie, and then I started looking into some of Shumanoff's background. The guy doesn't have a trainer. He's an idiot as far as not having a trainer is concerned. Doesn't have anybody planning out fight strategy for him. He just goes in there and he fights. And you know what? That was pretty indicative of that that mode of planning last Saturday night when he just looked so pathetic for the most part against a man that was like almost 20 years older than him. I was just, if I'd have been, here's what's up. I remember there's a couple times in boxing where I think if I was the guy, I would have worn a plastic paper bag over my head and stuck holes in it for the eyes and the breathing, okay? Like the unknown comic did Murray Langston back in the day. I think the late Murray Langston used to do that on, like, the Gong Show. He played the unknown comic, okay? I think if I was Michael Moore and I got knocked out by George Foreman back in 1995 or 94, can't remember what year exact year that year it was, but that uppercut that knocked him out, I think I would have went into hiding for the rest of my life. I don't think I could ever show my face again. Get knocked out by, like, a almost a 50-year-old man who was slow, fat, had nothing going for him. I mean, he timed you and planned that one punch and knocked you out. Outside of that, Foreman wasn't doing anything, okay? So I would have hid from public if I was Michael Moore for a long, long, long time. Now, if I'm this guy, Bet Shimanov, you know what? I'm never setting foot out of the house again. I hope he's got enough money to stay in the house, because I don't care what Soviet bloc country he comes from. He's got to go home, and they're going to look at him and say, man, you lost to a 49-year-old guy. You didn't even try. You didn't even try. You didn't even try to really impose your will. What were you doing? I mean, that's what they're saying. What were you doing? What were you thinking? Good Lord. You're fighting for the championship. You're fighting in the biggest stage as far as Showtime and HBO are concerned, as far as the biggest media stages you can in the world, and you perform like you did? I don't know. I don't know if the guy needs a psychiatrist or whatever, but what he needs right now is one of those Murray Langston hats. You know what I'm talking about, right? The unknown comic. He deserves no respect, and he should be hiding after last week's show. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Saturday edition. Of course, you can listen to some of our prior editions, our prior shows. Of course, we've been on 29-plus years now. But you can look at our prior shows at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. I know iHeartRadio Network has us in their archives, and they're about to put us on live in a couple of weeks, as is Sirius and XM Radio. So we're going to pull on three new big network affiliates as far as coming on live. It'll be in the month of May, and we're looking forward to that and expanding the Ring Talk family just beyond what it's been. I mean, come on, 29-plus years now, 5-plus networks. You can listen to those other talk shows on the Internet and on the radio and this and that, and they couldn't hold a candle to me, okay? And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not boasting. I'm being real with you. They couldn't hold my jockstrap. You hear these guys? They have no programming. They sit there and they talk to each other. Hey, man, how are you? Did you like the fights last night? Oh, the fights were good last night, huh? That's not a production. That's not a radio show. That's two guys babbling back and forth. They might as well be doing that on some type of blog, okay? But straight up, there's a lot of boxing shows out there, a lot of MMA shows out there, but like I say in the intro, I'm often imitated but never duplicated. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 18 minutes past the hour tonight. Showtime Championship Boxing airs at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 o'clock on the West Coast, of course, in the main event. Keith Viagra, that's his new nickname as far as I'm concerned, Viagra. Keith Viagra Sherman. He is the real deal as far as today's fighters are concerned. He looks like the most promising welterweight out there. Will he compete with Floyd Mayweather? Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Scott Cuddy, Pedro Fernandez, and a couple other stiffs and get his record to 50-0, and he's going to retire with a lot of money. He's not going to risk his health. He's not going to risk a legacy. He's not going to risk anything. Floyd's just going into fights that he can win. This fight with Marcos Medina, although I think Medina earned the fight by beating Adrian Broner, no question about that, because Broner was going to step in. The lackadaisical, unmotivated, lazy, I can go on and on about Adrian Broner. That probably took up an entire show. Bottom line is, 35-pounder, and then a few months later, he's fighting at 147. He looks chubby. He barely beat Pauly. Okay? He barely beat Pauly. And Carlos Medina put a whooping on him, much like Robert Guerrero put on Andre Berto. It was just a complete whooping from A to Z. There's no doubt about it. And at the end of the day, you knew who was going to be the victor. I mean, there's no question about it. It's not one of those fights where you're sitting there after 12 rounds or 10 rounds saying, who do you think won? What do you think the judges are going to do? Well, no C.J. Ross here, folks. The judges, they all went in the right direction. Speaking of C.J. Ross, I call her B.J. Ross, but her name is C.J. Ross. B.J., you know why, that's sort of appropriate considering the fact that she puts in such atrocious scores. Of course, she's the one that had that Floyd Mayweather-Canelo Alvarez fight even last year. And, of course, that was a fight that Floyd Mayweather pitched a shutout in. So she was only wrong by 6 rounds. Straight up, she sort of resigned her position with the Nevada State Athletic Commission after some incredible amounts of pressure, I believe, put on her by the governor and the state government. She's gone. Hopefully she's gone forever good. Somebody told me she was hanging out in Thailand. Yes. Of course, you turn in like when you're sitting there at ringside. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also tweet us. Twitter, doing the Twitter thing. We use a hashtag, and it's Ring Talk, RingTalk. Now, the show is heard live on the Internet, live on the radio, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com, RingTalk.com. I can keep going. Don't have that much time. All the best. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The time may have come to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali. Because very honestly, I don't think he can beat George Foreman.
Howard Cosell, you told everybody I don't have a chance. You told them I don't have nothing but a prayer. Well, chump, all I need is a prayer. Because if that prayer reached the right man, not only will George Foreman fall, but mountains will fall.
Maybe he can pull off a miracle. But against George Foreman, so young, so strong, so fearless, against George Foreman, who does away with his opponents one after another in less than three rounds, it's hard for me to conjure with that.
And you're always talking about Muhammad. You're not the same man you were 10 years ago. Well, I asked your wife, and she told me you're not the same man you were 2 years ago.
After this fight, I suspect Ali will retire. And through all of the years, my own memories of him will be as a fighter and as the strange and curious and gregarious and engaging and sometimes cruel and sometimes family man that he is.
I'm going to let everybody know that that thing you got on your head is a phony and it comes from a tail of a pony.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talk the bar! The whole f***ing bar!
Ah, the smooth sounds of Tower of Power. Being tonight, a live concert in Novato, California. Pedro's on the road, so I won't be able to get to that, but I wish the Tower the best. We've got a new singer, and hope all is going well with T.O.P. Of course, you can check out Pedro's latest work with Tower of Power, as far as my writings are concerned, at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board, and you see Pedro's Song of the Month. Now, let's talk about Muhammad Ali. I had that little lead in, that little segue there. That was purposeful. You know, when I traveled around the world with Muhammad Ali on a couple of different occasions, three to be exact, everywhere he went, people wanted to touch him. They wanted to feel him. They wanted to look at him. They wanted to be part of that presence. They wanted to touch him. I've never seen anybody like that. I mean, maybe the Pope, you know, this new Pope Francis. I mean, he seems to be adorned by everybody in the world, but not like Ali. Everywhere I went with Ali, I never saw anybody turn their head or squinched their nose or anything like that. They were always happy to see him, and people lined up. I mean, in China, people were lined up 100, 250 people deep in villages. We stopped in villages along the way where we had our private train car. We had a four-car train, and we pulled it over in the middle of China, and Ali got out and met people. That's the way he did things. I mean, one time we were in Macau, and we were driving around Macau in a van, and we were going to different political, you know, political dignitaries' houses and saying hello and taking pictures and all that kind of good stuff, the stuff that he sometimes has to endure as being the celebrity that he is, Muhammad Ali. Okay, so we're driving down this Macau road, and he tells me, I want to see kids. I said, well, what do you mean you want to see kids? He goes, take me to a hospital. So I don't want to see any more politicians today. I'm going to see kids. I said, we've got the governor in like 45 minutes. And he didn't say F the governor, but he said, you know, forget the governor. And we forgot the governor. And we went to this orphanage instead. And I'll never forget this place. I think there's some pictures Howard Bingham took of it, Ali's personal photographer. I've got some pictures of it, I believe, somewhere stashed away, where these kids were nothing but handicapped kids. When I say handicapped, I don't mean like with a speech impediment. I mean like less than one arm, missing hands, missing legs, missing feet. I mean extremely deformed children. That's what this sister, and I can't remember her name right now, so I'll call her Sister Anne. It was Sister Anne something. And she ran this little convent, this little orphanage, call it what you want, in Macau. And we were there, and, you know, and I was a little taken aback by it. I mean, all these kids being all messed up. I mean, I just had a daughter a short while earlier, and I had been on the phone with her long distance from China to San Francisco, talking to her on the phone and baby talk, and you know, and then I get to see these babies who are all deformed, and one's got a head that's like three times the size of his normal head. It was terrible. And this is the way the Macau, or should I say, the people in China, which used to be, Macau used to be a former Portuguese province, now it's a part of mainland China. But when I was there in the 90s, it was a Portuguese province, and they threw their children, the deformed children, they just threw them in the street. I'm serious. They would go downtown. The nun would tell me she would go downtown, and occasionally she would get a call of a baby being laying in the street, right? Not on the sidewalk, in the gutter, and don't in the street. Baby wouldn't have been fed. Maybe the baby had one arm. Baby was sometimes 5 weeks old. One instance, the nun told me she picked up a baby who still had the umbilical cord attached to it. So evidently they had some type of a homemade birth, or so home-style birth. They decided the kid was deformed. They were going to get rid of the kid, so they dumped him in the street. But that's the way they do it over there. They just dump him in the street. You know, much like they do much of the poor people in this country, except they don't advertise it like that. It isn't quite as explicit and as blatant as it is. But there are people, poor people in this country. I mean, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but if you're on full-time Social Security disability in this country, they pay you less than the poverty level in this country. So if you're ill, if you've been sick because of a job or because you got hurt on the job or something like that, they pay you with less money than $16,000, I think it is, and that's like less money than it is to be above the poverty level here in the United States. So don't think the USA is doing everybody a whole lot of favors, because they're not really not. You hear all this stuff on TV about favors and Obama doing this and all. It's a bunch of crap. It really is. But back to Ali. In all the time that I've been around the world, I've been to 33 countries, met a lot of different people, hung out with presidents, hung out with governors, hung out with superstars. Never got a guy that was as homegrown and as loving as Muhammad Ali. I mean, all those mean little truculent things he used to say in his prime about people like Ernie Terrell, and about when he would jump on Howard Cosell and he would call Joe Frazier a gorilla and things like that. I mean, some of that stuff was, you know, hyping the fight up. Some of that stuff was just plain old meanness. He was truculent. That's what Howard Cosell used to call him, truculent. Truculent sort of means somewhat, you know, mean-spirited and evil. And he was at times. I mean, he was beating on Ernie Terrell saying, what's my name? What's my name? Because Terrell didn't want to call him Muhammad Ali. Terrell wanted to call him Cassius Clay. So Ernie Terrell ended up paying for that. But there were other fights in which Muhammad Ali was just a monster. He just tore people apart. I mean, he was just not the nicest guy on the planet. But somehow, between his retirement and now, obviously, he retired in 1981. This is like 2014, so it was like 33 years ago. He's changed. He really has become the best public ambassador of goodwill in the world. I mean, if they sent him over to the Ukraine instead of sending John Kerry, Secretary of Defense, we might have got something done over there. Seriously. I mean, Ali can do things. Ali can open doors. Ali can sit down with Putin. Ali can have a man sit down with Putin and explain Ali's views to Putin, and Putin won't dog Ali like he will George Bush or President Obama or the aforementioned John Kerry. I mean, it's just too bad that Ali, because of the pugilist dementia, people say it isn't, but, you know, I mean, because of his being punched up and getting the Parkinson's syndrome and things like that, he's not able to speak like he used to. I mean, he was a most eloquent speaker of the 20th century. I think as far as black men were concerned, African-American men, I think it was him and Martin Luther King were probably the two most, Malcolm X to an extent, but the two most prolific black African-American speakers of the 20th century. And now he can't speak. He can barely talk. I mean, it's an effort for him. But you see him out there, and he's trying to do things. He's trying to lend his name to charities. He's trying to do things for poor people. He's trying to help the poor and downtrodden. Not too many people out there trying to do that. You know, this man's like 70 years old. He's an old man now. He's been beaten up. I mean, the fact that he's still alive, after guys like, you know, guys that beat him, like Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier beat him once. He's dead. Ken Norton beat him once. Might have beat him twice. He's dead. I mean, there are guys that Ali's fought that are no longer on the planet. And Ali fought these guys in their prime. That just shows you about his perseverance, the fact that he refuses to go. He told me in 1995 that the reason why he got so tied in with the Muslims is that he felt that as a fighter, he would just be another black fighter. He used the N-word, but I'll just use it. He said he would be another black fighter. And he said without the aid and the assistance and the help of the Muslims, he would never have become Muhammad Ali and never became the public spokesperson that he is worldwide. I don't know about that, but I'm not going to argue with him either, because, you know, Muhammad, when you argue with him, you end up losing. You just do. Because you can go back and forth, you rationalize with him, then he gives you that look, and the wrinkle comes between his eyes, and you realize, you know, this probably isn't an argument I'm going to win. Let me just let this one go. But anyway, Ali, in decent health right now, considering all the ailments he has, Parkinson's syndrome, he's 70 years old. I mean, he's been around a long time. He's taken a lot of beatings. I mean, those beatings he took, not in the fights, the beatings he took in the gym, Larry Holmes pounding on him at the Deer Lake Training Center up there in Pennsylvania. I mean, good Lord. I mean, I remember those things, and those are some of the most vivid beatings I've ever seen a man take. He was taking, and Holmes was holding back on his punches. People were holding him back. They didn't want to see Muhammad Ali get hurt. They didn't want that. Nobody wanted that. But, you know, this is a fighting game. It's a rough game. And at the end of the day, you look at Muhammad Ali, and that's one thing you realize. Boxing takes no prisoners, and boxing is not kind to you after you retire. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we air Saturdays for an hour, in which we combine both boxing and the upcoming segment on mixed martial arts for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we come back on Sundays with our grand finale, our two-hour show. We start at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. And we talk an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the longest-running fight show in history. And guess what, folks? I'm not bragging when I'm telling the truth, but I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you, and you can hold.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-280-1558 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-280-1558.
My name is John.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-280-1558.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Lesnar trying to get back up, and he does, but he's exhausted, he's shoulder, and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up, Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
What can I say? It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. This is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era. It's the Superfly of boxing and MMA, folks, 24-7. Check out my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Alchemy Water, folks. There's a difference in the water you drink. You don't think so? Check out the Alchemy Water website, ALKAME. water.com. That's ALKAME water.com. You can check out, there is a difference in the water you drink. There's nutrients in this drink. There's oxygen in these in this water. It's got a lot of pluses for it. In fact, it's got so many pluses I can't even get down. I'm going to bring in Jason Ellis tomorrow, who's an expert on the water, and he'll bring it in. He'll let me know on the Sunday show exactly what the water's got. But I've been drinking it for a couple of weeks now. Do I notice a little bit of a difference? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do, but I don't know if it's psychological or physical, so I guess I've got to take it for another 5, 6, 7 weeks before we got it going on. But they've got some good people taking it. A lot of MMA fighters, got people from the Seattle Seahawks, Chicago Bears, and we got surfers, got guys from the San Antonio Spurs like Danny Green. I mean, a lot of people out there. Daryl Stuckley, the Chargers, Keon Caldwell, an MMA fighter, Ray Bones Rodriguez, he's that skateboarding legend. Is there really a skateboarding legend? Yeah, I guess there is. Anyway, Clay Harbison, I've had him on the show. These guys are all good athletes. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing with their body, and they think that Alchemy Water is the key to perfect health and the maximum as far as performance is concerned. So check them out on the web. Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this segment we're talking MMA, and of course, let's talk about UFC on Fox last Saturday night. Good card. Pedro predicted Travis Brown would whoop on Fabrice Wurm, beat him like a girl. I thought they were going to have to arrest Travis afterwards for domestic violence. Didn't turn out that way. No, in fact, it went the other way. In fact, Travis, who I had so much confidence in, I guess he was believing his own press releases. He kept reading Pedro's website and listening to my radio show and saying what a great fighter he was. But the bottom line was he gassed after the first round. And what I mean by gassed is it was a five-round fight. As far as his cardiovascular recovery is concerned, he never recovered after the first round. So it was downhill from that point forward. And I don't know if it was the psychological aspect of having to fight a five-round fight instead of a three-round fight. I don't know if that was what it was. I don't know if he choked being under the big lights of Fox TV, the big network. I just don't know what it was, but he just didn't fight anything like the Travis Brown I had seen previously. It was just like a metamorphosis, like a totally different man. And I was like sitting there scratching my head watching the TV going, come on, man, where are the elbows? Anyway, 16-2-1 now, Travis Brown. 6'8", got to go back to the drawing board. Fabrice Wurm, 18-5-1 out of Brazil. Of course, he will be the next heavyweight challenger, and heavyweights in the UFC are 265 pounds or less, with champion Cain Velasquez. Velasquez, 13-1, never lost a round. Got stopped in that one fight against Junior Dos Santos, came back and beat Junior Dos Santos not once, but twice, and he beat him so bad that I think it will leave permanent scars on him, both mentally, physically. Yeah, I mean, it was the beatings that came through on Junior Dos Santos. I think if I was Dos Santos, and I think he's got a couple of bucks. You know, he lives down there in Brazil. He's got a couple of bucks. He's got a house and things like that, and he does sponsorship, and he can make some money outside of the octagon, outside of the ring. I think he should take advantage of that, because I think that after those two beatings he took from Cain Velasquez, those are beatings that you just don't come back from. You just don't. You don't come back from being pummeled. You don't come back from being beaten up like he was, for like 10 rounds. 10 rounds. He got beaten up 10 rounds. 2 5-round fights. Of course, the first-round fight where Cain regained the title, and then the second, the rubber match, which Cain just blasted him out and stopped him late. It was one of the most brutal beatdowns I'd ever seen in UFC history, as far as the heavyweight is concerned, without question. And I'm going back to the days of Tank Abbott and the shoot fights of 1993. But it was a brutal fight. It was a fight in which I don't think that Junior Dos Santos will ever recover from. And I think if Dos Santos was smart, he'd find himself something else to do. But for some reason, fighters want to continue. I mean, This is not like football. If you beat 66 to nothing in a football game, you know, you lost the football game, but you didn't get your head smashed in, didn't get a possible concussion, you know, your cornea wasn't scratched, your nose hasn't got a possible fracture in it, you aren't bleeding, your lips aren't big as basketballs. I mean, you know, I go on and on, but you lose in football, you lose in baseball, you lose in basketball, that's something different than losing in combat sports. You lose in combat sports, there's a good chance you're taking away a piece of your life each time you lose. That's why I say when these guys fight in the ring, be it in the ring or the octagon, when they fight, they leave a piece of themselves in there, both fighters, whether it's a one-sided fight or not. You leave a piece of yourself inside that octagon. And I think that Junior Dos Santos has left all that is left of him in that octagon. I know he's going to come back and try to have a couple of fights. So we're talking about Alistair Overeem, maybe, Mark Hunt, somebody like that, mid-level guys, mid-level card guys. I'm all for that as far as, you know, bringing him back against not the upper echelon of the heavyweight division, but I just wouldn't bring him back. If I was Dana White, I'd sit down and have a long talk with him and say to him, you know, I want you to become my Brazilian TV announcer for all my UFC fights. I want you to do that. I don't want you to fight anymore. But I don't know if Junior Dos Santos would take that warning. Fighters just don't listen. I know I listened. I listened to myself. That's how I retired. Okay? I had lost a fight that I should have won, and I should have won because I was better than the guy, and I thought that I had won even though it was a split decision going the other way, and I was willing to go back to the dressing room, say, yeah, back to the dressing board, back to the drawing board. But when I looked out of the ring that night, I looked at my mother and I said, Mom, it's over. She's looking at me, what are you talking about? I said, Mom, I don't fight anymore. She's like, in the middle of, you know, I haven't had a post-fight interview yet, and I'm telling her I don't want to fight anymore. I just felt it. I just knew right then and there that the time was go. The time to go was then and there. I mean, the reflexes were not as sharp as they used to be. I wasn't getting off like I used to. I mean, the guys that were missing me by, you know, an inch, a half an inch, and things like that before were now starting to come in contact with me. I was getting hit more. I could just see the writing on the wall, and the last thing I wanted to be was to end up like Muhammad Ali or some of the punch-drunk fighters that I saw in these San Francisco Bay Area gyms. I mean, the residual effects of combat sports, be it professional boxing and or MMA, and to some extent professional wrestling as well, okay, but the residual effects are not pretty. I mean, look at Chris Benoit, the former United States and World Wrestling Entertainment champion. What did he kill himself, killed his kid, killed his daughter, his wife, you know, went nutty on them steroids, just couldn't handle it, went nuts, okay? I think he had 250 times the amount of testosterone in his body that he should have, 250 times, something like that, some incredible number. I mean, who would think anybody could even live like that? But this is the way this man was walking around. And when they examined his brain afterwards, they found out that he had the brain of like an 80-year-old man, meaning that, you know, he was almost ready for Alzheimer's. Somehow he was functioning in life, but he really wasn't functioning as his brain was old and almost retarded, okay? But this is a guy that came flying off the top ropes and landed that headbutt on the other guy, and he went through all this extreme punishment and this and that for almost 20 years. And then, of course, you know, when it came time for the World Wrestling Entertainment to talk about him either going to another brand or retiring, what did he do? Ended up killing his family. Nice way to go, Chris Benoit. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment, of course, Misha Tate was the winner, 14-5. Of course, she had given Ronda Rousey some trouble, and then Ronda smacked her around. Ronda Rousey's still 9-0. Ronda Rousey's leftovers were fighting, as was Misha Tate, is a leftover, as was Liz Carmouche, the first openly gay fighter that almost had Ronda Rousey in a finishing move, but Ronda just powered her way out of it, just said, man, I'm just too much for you. Just powered away out of a chokehold. I just couldn't believe it. But 135 pounds, that is the weight division for Ronda Rousey. The talent pool is kind of shallow. The only fighters out there of name, she's already beaten, outside of Chris Cyborg Santos. And, of course, there's always going to be Gina Carano. Now, Gina Carano's talking about coming back, and Gina Carano is a former Strike Force champion. Young lady used to fill the San Jose HP Pavilion on many, many occasions. I mean, she did real well down there until she fought Chris Cyborg Santos. And Santos destroyed her in less than a round, okay? And when you look at what Ronda Rousey's saying about Cyborg Santos nowadays, I think it's got all kinds of merit to it. She's saying she's no longer a girl, no longer a guy. She's an it from all the steroids she took. Yeah, yeah, yeah. people say to me, Pedro, how could, you know, that was pretty mean of you saying that Chris Cyborg Santos was on steroids all that time. That's what they were saying to me when I was voicing my opinions on the radio 4 or 5 years ago. They were laughing at me. People were saying to me that I had it out for her, that I was all Gina's and Gina's fan club, and it was all about Gina, and I was just trying to protect Gina from Chris Cyborg Santos. That wasn't the case at all. Truth of the matter was, Chris Cyborg Santos is a steroid monkey. Chris Cyborg Santos does need to shave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Chris Cyborg Santos does have the body of a man. Chris Cyborg Santos was caught using illegal anabolic steroids. No question about it. She's caught. She's popped. But she, now she's trying to get the Evicta, which is like a smaller brand of the UFC, another league, another brand. She's trying to get the Evicta, 135-pound championship. She's hoping she can parlay that into a fight with Ronda Rousey later this year. Now, Ronda, as I said, possibly talking about a fight with Gina Carano. These are the only two real big fights out there for her. There really aren't any other big fights. I mean, I could see Ronda moving off to Hollywood within a year and a half. So if you dig Ronda Rousey and you want to see her, make sure you see her next couple of fights, because they may be her last. Fight of the night. Last Saturday night, lightweight Donald Cerrone is 155 pounds, 23-6 in 23-6 with one no contest, got an exciting submission win over Edson Barbosa. Barbosa could fight. He came in at 13-1, and I thought Barbosa would do a lot better than he did, but at 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the first round, after wobbling Cerrone early, he persevered and got choked out. Wow, what a choke. It was a bit, how can I put this? Barbosa's a bit chinny. Didn't look like he took a shot too well, but once he got that chokehold slapped on him, it was all over. A Cuban on the card, 1-2. Cuban wrestling standout, Yoel Romero, is now 8-1. Notch a unanimous nod in 3 rounds over Brad Tavares, 13-2 now. Perhaps most impressive was the fact that Romero managed to go the full distance without emptying his you-know-whats, because he was getting a snot kicked out of him. The UFC put together a British show on Fox this time, with Cerrone and Barbosa probably being the best fight of the night, according to our correspondent at ringtalk.com. Zach Attack Young, who will be here tomorrow to review the UFC 173 card tonight, emanating on pay-per-view with John Jones, of course, and John Jones defending against Glover Teixeira. Let's talk about that for a second. John Jones, 19-1. The only fight he lost was Matt Hamill. Matt Hamill, he got disqualified for throwing some illegal blows on the ground, but he should be undefeated, 20-0. I mean, he hasn't lost any fights, except maybe for that last fight he lost to Alex Gustafson. A lot of people thought that John only won 2 rounds out of that 5-round fight. Gustafson was one of them. Gustafson thinks that he deserved that fight. More power to Gustafson. Maybe he can come back and do it in a rematch. But tonight, it is the light heavyweight championship of the world, Glover Teixeira, challenging John Jones. John Jones looks like a winner here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a rebel, and I live up to it, folks. I am the rebel of the airwaves, 29-plus years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title against a lot of people, males, females. They've come at me with two-man teams, three-man teams, and guess what? I'm still standing. You listen to those other shows on the internet? Go ahead. Listen to them. I hope you find them entertaining. They don't hold the candle of my show, and it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Now, tonight, we've got big-time fights. We've got fights across the pond. ESPN is going to show the world heavyweight championship. Vladimir Klitschko taking on some softy, okay? Of course, also fights coming from the UK on Box Nation. Then later tonight, we've got fights on Showtime Championship Boxing, emanating, of course, starting at 7 o'clock p.m., and that'll be a pretty good fight. And you got to figure out this way that Keith Thurman is going to look good against Joel Diaz. I think Keith Thurman is a better fighter than Joel Diaz, and I think Keith Thurman will rise to the top. And I think Keith is one of those guys that you need to keep an eye on. I mean, I think he's the future of boxing. And you want to see these guys that are the future of boxing because you got guys like Bernard Hopkins and Roy Jones are around in their late 40s, and they're still fighting, which is sad. It's just sad. Speaking of sad, I want to say this before I let you go. I found out this week that the great Felix Trinidad of Puerto Rico, of course, the former welterweight and junior middleweight and super welterweight champion, he's had his issues as far as money is concerned, and it looks like his advisor squandered $26 million of his own money. He doesn't have a dime, doesn't have a pot to you-know-what in. Straight up, not good news for him. So you've got UFC tonight. You've got Showtime tonight. UFC prelims begin at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Fox Sports 1. Showtime begins at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and that's the big Keith Thurman card. And, of course, UFC on pay-per-view goes at 7 o'clock Pacific time as well. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website and thank my great producer, for without him, I'd be nothing. Scott Cuddy, you are the man.